I've enjoyed so far the service. I can go home now and say that I've had service in the church, and I've kept the presence of the Lord.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Amen. But I believe the Lord has more to do tonight.
That's right. Amen.
We're going to do the best we can to deliver the word.
Yeah, bless
just like Brother Terry said, from our heart. Amen. The Lord wants it to come from the heart.
Amen.
I believe that's what He accepts when it comes from the heart.
Amen.
And I'm going to try to do my best to preach you the word from the heart tonight.
Yeah, that's right.
And I hope you can get something out of it tonight. I tell you what, I've been excited this morning as I got up and started studying the Word and learning, been excited to share with you what God has shared with me, some things I've never seen before, never thought of before.
Much
and,
more.
I hope that you can get something out of this message tonight.
Yeah.
If nothing else, that it will cause you to appreciate the Word of God more.
Yeah. Right.
And cause you to want to study it more. Amen.
Right.
Learn more about Him.
Amen.
Yokes last night. Jesus said, take my yoke upon you and learn of me.
Yeah. Amen.
We're supposed to be learning of Christ. And that's what we do tonight. If you got your Bibles, turn with me, if you will, to Leviticus chapter 14. I believe this thought came to me about the first night of revival, I think. And I'll give you a little tip here. If you're a minister in Christ tonight, it's always good to go back and study twice.
Yeah.
There's an old rule, the carpenter's rule, measure twice, cut once.
That's right.
Because the message that was on my heart, I had misread what the Scripture said and thought it said something else.
Yeah.
When I went back today and read it, I know what it says now. And I'm not going to make the mistake of titling the message wrong. So, always good to double check yourself.
Amen.
In Leviticus chapter 14, we're going to start at verse 33. The Bible says, and the Lord spake unto Moses and unto Aaron, saying, when ye be come into the land of Canaan, which I give you for a possession, and I put the plague of leprosy in the house of the land of your possession, and he that owneth the house shall come and tell the priest, saying, it seemeth to me there is, as it were, a plague in the house, then the priest shall command that they empty the house before the priests go into it to see the plague, and that all that is in the house be made not unclean. And afterward the priest shall go in to see the house, and he shall look on the plague, and behold, if the plague be in the walls of the house, with hollow strakes, greenish or reddish, which in sight are lower than the wall, then the priest shall go out of the house to the door of the house, and shut up the house 7 days. And the priest shall come again the seventh day, and shall look, and behold, if the plague be spread into the walls of the house, then the priest shall command that they take away the stones in which the plague is, and they shall cast them in an unclean place without the city. And he shall cause the house to be scraped within round about, and they shall pour out the dust that they scrape off without the city into an unclean place. And they shall take other stones and put them in the place of those stones. And he shall take other mortar and shall plaster the house. And if the plague come again and break out in the house, after that he had taken away the stones and after he had scraped the house, after it is plastered, then the priest shall come and look, and behold, if the plague be spread in the house, it is a fretting leprosy in the house. It is unclean. And he shall break down the house, the stones of it, and the timber thereof, and all the mortar of the house, and he shall carry them forth out of the city into an unclean place. Moreover, he that goeth into the house all the while that it is shut up shall be unclean even until the even. And he that lieth in the house shall wash his clothes, and he that eateth in the house shall wash his clothes, and the priest shall come in and look upon it, and behold, the plague had not spread into the house after the house was plastered, then the priest shall pronounce the house clean, because the plague is healed. You may be seated. That's as far as we're going to read right now. Let's go to the Lord's Prayer one more time. Gracious Heavenly Father,
Lord. Lord, Heavenly Father, Lord, good day, Lord. As you reach down, bless Brother Eric, the Lord, we need here tonight, Lord. Whatever message we need to have, Lord, uplift us, Lord, strengthen us tonight. Lord, I pray, Lord, someone has need here tonight. They come, bless your feet. Lord, I pray, Lord, if someone here is lost and undone, Lord, without you, we pray they come to know you to the great part of sin tonight. Lord, give their hearts to you, walk in the new fruit of this alive. Lord, we just thank you for this opportunity tonight. Lord, pray you bless Eric, the Lord, we need here, Lord. We you say St. Rollins too. That's all I'm saying. Your name tonight.
I beg of you, Lord, to help and guide us.
Bless this house. Let your spirit and word have free course. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Now, you may ask, what in the world does this have to do with revival? And, you know, sometimes it's good to have a message that goes right along with the theme of what you're trying to do, but the most important thing is to preach what God has given.
Amen. That's right. Amen.
Preach what thus saith the Lord. And this is what was on my heart since Monday. Amen. As I've studied this, it's just opened up more and more to me. Let's go into the Word right now. We're going to probably get a little bit deep. And to be honest with you, this message probably would take the whole revival, amen, to preach out all the way. There's that much in it. There's even more beyond that. But we want to go right now back to the very first part of this. I want you to notice I wrote down some notes in my Bible to help me remember, amen, these different situations. Amen. Let next time I come to the Bible and read this, because I want to remember this stuff. I want to be able, when I come back to the Word, to know what it says and not skip over anything. But
much
I want
more.
You to notice that they attempted at least two times to heal this house. Amen.
Yeah.
The first time they went to it, the man, God said, when I give you the city, when I take you into a land, and there's a leprosy upon the house that I've placed there.
Much
amen.
More.
And there's a man maybe comes out of the house and begins to say, hey, I believe and I perceive there's leprosy in this house. He said, let him go to the priest and let the priest do what he will to it.
Yeah.
He gets to give all the steps he's supposed to give. Let the priest take care of it and let him just completely quarantine the whole thing for 7 days. Amen.
Well, that's more.
That was one of the laws of the leprosy, that 7 days it will remain unclean. And that was the first attempt at trying to cleanse this house.
Yeah.
Amen. And they'd go back and the priest there would see, he would take and he would try that place again to see if the plague was still there. Amen. If it was still there, it said that they would take the stones away that the plague was in.
Yeah.
Amen. They'd start scraping the house. Amen. And even the dust that they scraped off, they were going to take the stones and that dust to an unclean place, and it would be outside the camp.
That's right.
Amen.
Yep.
The things that were unclean were always kept outside the camp of the Israelites.
Amen.
That was the second attempt. And we find later on that as they go on down, we find that there's a plague, and the priest comes back, amen, and finds that the plague has spread from the walls and it's spread all throughout the house. And even after they plastered it, even after they've taken the stones away, amen, there was no more that could be done to that place.
Yeah.
Hey, because it was a fretting leprosy.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
That word fret, amen, it basically means beyond repair.
That's right.
Ain't there nothing else to it. You got to destroy the whole thing. Amen.
That's right. Amen.
That's right.
Bless the Lord.
Stay with me tonight. This is going to get good. Bible says in verse 45, he shall break down the house.
Yeah.
The stones of it, the timber thereof, all the mortar of the house, and he shall carry them forth out of the city into an unclean place. Now I want you to notice here too something that caught my attention. Amen. You know, I want to relate this to our spiritual lives, our spiritual walk. Obviously, we don't have to worry about leprosy in the physical sense today. They've got vaccines for that sort of thing. We got all kind of medical cures. Amen. But I want you to notice that leprosy in the Bible, amen, is a representation of sin.
Right. Yeah. Amen.
Amen. The Bible said that sin, their word, does eat as a canker. Sin can eat as a canker, a cancerous leprosy.
Right. Yeah.
And rage and rampant in your body, amen, in your soul, until, amen, that you just can't do anything else about it.
Right.
You have
That's right.
to come to the Lord or you'll be destroyed.
That's right. That. Amen. Bless the Lord.
And there was a time that the Lord said, when you come into the land of Canaan, which I give to you for possession, and I put the plague of leprosy in a house, the land of your possession. See, God does that sometimes. You say, God wouldn't strike me with cancer. He wouldn't strike me with a bad disease. He wouldn't strike me with that. He wouldn't do this. He wouldn't do that. Well, the Bible says otherwise, amen.
Well, that's some more.
Yeah.
Come on.
I began to look at some different cases of people being struck with leprosy. Amen. And I began to look, you know, Miriam, Moses' sister, amen, over in Numbers chapter 12, she was stricken with leprosy when she basically mocked Moses' leadership. Amen. Amen. God called all three of them, Moses, Aaron, and Miriam, outside the congregation. Amen. And he came outside the cloud and he began to reprimand Miriam and Aaron for going against Moses, whom God had ordained to lead the children of Israel. And we find that Miriam was stricken with leprosy and she became just as white as snow.
Amen. Bless
the Lord. And they begged God to heal her, and she still had to be outside the camp for 7 days.
Yeah.
That was God's doing. Moses himself was stricken with leprosy. I never thought about this until earlier on the way down here. I was reading, amen, Moses just for a split second had leprosy. If you go back into Exodus chapter 4, when God was telling him to go down to, it was the very beginning of Moses' ministry, God was getting him ready to go down to see Pharaoh, we find that he told him to do a few things.
Yeah,
he told him to take his rod and throw it on the ground.
Yeah.
He said, "What is that in thine hand?" It was a rod. He said, "Take it and put it on the ground." And when he threw it on the ground, it became a serpent.
Right. Yeah, amen.
He said, "Take it by the tail." And when he took it by the tail, it became a rod again.
Right. Yeah, amen.
Next thing he asked him to do was take his hand and put it in his bosom.
Yeah.
And when he took it out, he was leprous, as white as snow.
Yeah, amen.
And then when he put it back in and took it out, his flesh became as it were.
Yeah.
Amen.
Even Moses was stricken with leprosy. Not for anything that he'd done wrong,
right,
but that shows the power that God has.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A couple more people here that were stricken with leprosy. Naaman had leprosy. He was one of the captains of the guard of Ahab, and he had leprosy. And this is a familiar story. Elijah, amen, he went down to see the man of God. He heard about him. He went down to see Elijah, and you find that Elijah asked him to go dip himself in the Jordan 7 times.
Right.
And Naaman, being on his high horse like he was, got all flustered and aggravated about that. And he began to go back and he said, "I'm not going to do that." And then this little servant came to him. And he said, "Lord, if he had asked some great thing, wouldn't you have done that instead?"
Right.
Yeah. Amen.
Naaman had a change of heart. He went down and dipped himself in Jordan 7 times. And buddy, the 7th time he came up, he was cleansed of that.
Yeah, amen.
Cleansed of that leprosy.
True.
And later on we find that Gehazi, Elijah's servant that was with him, got a little greedy, and he began to go chase after Naaman to try to get some gain from him, because here in his mind, Elijah had done this great miracle and he had received a dime for it.
Yeah, bless
him. Gehazi goes down there and tells him a big lie. And when he comes back to Elijah, Elijah said, "Where'd you go, Gehazi?" "Well, I didn't go anywhere. I stayed right where I was supposed to be."
Mm-hmm.
Elijah said, "Didn't my heart go with you when you went down to see Naaman?"
Yeah, bless him all.
And he said, "Behold, from this day forth, the leprosy that was on Naaman will be on you and your household forever." And it says that he went from that place as leprous and white as snow.
Bless him all.
Another man that had leprosy was Uzziah. He's the king, amen, that we find in the book of Isaiah. In the very first few verses, he says, "In the year of Uzziah, when he reigned." Uzziah thought he was going to be some great man. And over in 2 Chronicles 26, we find that Uzziah thought he would take some of the incense of the Lord and go into the priest ministry and burn incense in the
God.
Yeah, and they tried to stop him.
Yeah. Bless the Lord.
I'm going to go over here real quick and read that for you, because that's an interesting scripture over here. 2 Chronicles 26. "The Lord did great mighty things for Uzziah. It said, as long as he sought the Lord, God made him to prosper." Amen. Begin to think, tell him about how he helped him against the Philistines, how he had built towers, how he had a host of fighting men. God was on his side. He was doing great things for the Lord.
Yeah, bless the Lord.
But 2 Chronicles 26, verse 16 says, "But when he was strong, his heart was lifted up to his destruction.
Mm-hmm.
For he transgressed against the Lord his God and went to the temple of the Lord to burn incense upon the altar of the incense. And Azariah the priest went in after him, and with him 80 priests of the Lord that were valiant men." 80 other men went inside to stop this man from doing this thing.
Mm-hmm.
But it was only a priest's duty.
Right.
"And they withstood Uzziah the king and said to him, it appertaineth not unto thee, Uzziah, to burn incense into the Lord, but to the priests, the sons of Aaron, that are consecrated to burn incense, go out of the sanctuary. For thou hast trespassed, neither shall it be thine honor from the Lord God. Then Uzziah was wroth and had a censer in his hand to burn incense. And when he was wroth with the priests, the leprosy even rose up in his forehead before the priests in the house of the Lord from beside the incense altar. And Azariah, the chief priest, and all the priests looked upon him, and behold, he was leprous in his forehead, and they thrust him out from thence. Yea, he himself hasted also to go out, because the Lord had smitten him. The Lord had smitten him. And Uzziah the king was a leper until the day of his death, and dwelt in a several house, being a leper. For he was cut off from the house of the Lord, and Jotham his son was over the king's house, judging the people in the land. That plague of leprosy, amen, it said that it rose in his forehead. Now that was one of the worst places, according to the previous chapter, in Leviticus chapter 13 and 14, deals all about leprosy. But you go to Leviticus chapter 13, amen, and it begins to talk about how if you have a leprosy in your head like that, verse 45 says, the leper in whom the plague is, his clothes shall be rent, his head bare, and he shall put a covering upon his upper lip, and shall cry, unclean, unclean.
Amen. Bless the Lord.
As far as I remember from my reading of that whole chapter, that's the only instance where they had to go around crying, unclean. They themselves had to do that.
Yeah.
I'm unclean. Unclean.
Bless
this is how bad Uzziah was stricken with leprosy.
Yeah. Bless the Lord.
Now, if I could give you a thought tonight, it relates to the very next place we're going, and that is set thine house in order.
Yeah.
This house here that they had leprosy in, they tried everything they could to save the house.
Right. Yeah.
Amen. They tried to quarantine it for 7 days. They tried to take stones out. They tried to rebuild it, basically, from the inside, do a little remodeling.
Yeah.
Plaster it over. A lot of people today are trying to plaster over some things in their life.
That's right.
God sees every bit of it.
That's right.
He knows whether it's clean or not. Amen.
Come on.
Right.
Amen.
God sees it all.
That's right, brother.
Amen. They tried doing that, and when it was, they couldn't do anymore, they had to tear it all down.
Yeah. Bless them.
They had to tear it all down. The Bible says that it's the Lord that has to build the house.
Yeah.
And labor in vain to try to build it without
him. That's right. Amen.
He said, I believe it is. But set thy house in order. Some of you people didn't know where I'm going. If you will, turn to Isaiah chapter 38. Amen. I know it's quiet tonight, but that don't bother me a bit.
That's all right, bud.
When the quiet services happen, that seed is sown.
Amen. That's right. Amen.
Isaiah 38 says, in those days was Hezekiah sick unto death. Sick unto death. And Isaiah the prophet, the son of Amos, came unto him and said unto him, thus saith the Lord, set thine house in order. Thou shalt die and not live.
Mm-hmm.
Hezekiah was another king of Israel. He was a great man of God.
Yeah.
Then Hezekiah turned his face toward the wall and prayed unto the Lord and said, remember now, O Lord, I beseech thee how I have walked before thee in truth and with a perfect heart and have done that which is good in thy sight. And Hezekiah wept sore. He was sorry for his sin. He repented.
Yeah.
Then came the word of the Lord unto Isaiah saying, go and say unto Hezekiah, thus saith the Lord, the God of David thy father, I have heard thy prayer, I have seen thy tears. Behold, I will add unto thy days 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I will deliver thee in this city out of the hand of the king of Assyria, and I will defend this city. And this shall be a sign unto thee from the Lord, that the Lord will do this thing as he has spoken. Behold, I will bring in the shadow of the degrees which has gone down in the sundial of Ahaz, 10 degrees backwards. So the sun returned 10 degrees, by which degrees it was gone down.
Mm-hmm.
And then it begins to list the writing that Hezekiah, amen, had written down when he was sick.
Amen.
These are the things that he began to talk to the Lord about. He wrote them down in a journal, in some kind of book or some kind of scroll. He wrote down his heart to the Lord, and this is when he was recovered of his sickness. Now, in his sickness, it says in verse 21 here, for Isaiah had said, let them take a lump of figs and lay it for a plaster upon the boil, and he shall recover.
Amen.
Now, I've read through Leviticus chapter 13 and 14, and a boil was a good sign of leprosy was present.
Yeah, bless me.
Hezekiah, most likely, it was a sickness unto death. There was no cure for leprosy apart from God, and there still ain't, by the way.
Amen. Bless
back me. In those days, leprosy was one of the most feared diseases ever because they knew that you couldn't get cured from it. Fingers would fall off. Amen. Your complexion would just rot away. Amen. That's what sin does. Amen. That's a picture of sin because when it gets in your heart, amen, it starts to corrupt and it starts to eat away. Amen. And who you are inside.
That's right, brother. Amen.
God sees that corruption. Amen. And because of the corruption that was in man's heart, amen, He sent His only Son to die on a cross. Amen. Amen. To redeem us from man.
That's right. Amen.
We're going to get into that here in just a minute. But I want you to notice Hezekiah was stricken with what I believe to be leprosy there. Amen. Is your house in order tonight? That's my question to you. Set thine house in order.
Bless some more.
Amen. Because one of these days it may be too late.
That's right.
Amen. Amen. Tonight may be the first attempt God may be dealing with you.
Yeah.
Last night might have been the first attempt God was dealing with you. Amen. Monday night might have been the first attempt that God was dealing with you.
Amen.
Amen. Wow. You don't know how much longer God is going to deal with you.
Right.
Amen. Before He says, I'm done.
That's right, brother. Amen. That's true.
You said the Lord wouldn't do that.
Oh, yeah.
I know two men today, and I know there's more out there, that will tell you they do not feel the Spirit of the Lord tugging at their heart anymore.
Mm-hmm.
They go to church. Amen. I've seen them in revivals. Me and Caleb have preached revivals where they've attended.
Yeah.
Amen. And to this day, they won't come to the altar.
That's right.
I've heard people go talk to them and visit with them. And, amen. But every time, the answer is always, the Lord is not dealing with me anymore.
Yeah.
He's done dealing with me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if the Lord would have mercy on them anymore or not. I believe that's between them and the Lord.
That's right.
Maybe
they're
holding on to something that God wants to release.
That's right.
Yeah. Maybe that's a yoke in their life.
That's
amen.
Right.
I don't know.
Amen. That's truth.
But I wouldn't take that chance.
Right.
That's right.
Amen.
I wouldn't take that chance.
No. Yeah.
God is dealing with you tonight. If He's dealing with you, amen, He's working on that house.
Yeah.
He's trying to get that house clean. Amen. In the Bible, the house I want to get to right now, amen, is the temple of the Lord. Amen.
Right.
The Bible talks about our bodies of being the temple of the Lord. This is our house, amen, where our spirit dwells in while we're here on this earth.
Yeah, amen.
And there's a few references that go along with that. 1 Corinthians 3:16, know ye not that you are the temple of God and the Spirit of God dwelleth in you?
Yeah, amen.
Later on, it goes down to Ephesians 2:22, in whom you also are builded together for a habitation of God through the Spirit. Ye also, as lively stones, are built up a spiritual house and holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Christ.
Yeah.
1 Corinthians 6:19, what, know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost which is in you, which ye have of God, and you are not your own? The next verse talks about being bought with a price.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. We are bought with a price, the most expensive price.
Amen.
The most expensive ticket that was ever paid for. Amen. Was a ticket out of hell.
Amen.
I'm glad today that Jesus spent His very best. Amen. He didn't take second best. That's why He demanded, amen, in the Old Testament, for the best sacrifices, for the most spotless and the most pure sacrifices. Amen. Because He was soon to give His own Son the very best heaven could offer for me and you.
Amen. That's right.
2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 14. Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers?
Yeah.
For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness, and what communion hath light with darkness? And what concord hath Christ with Belial? Or what part hath he that believeth with an infidel? What agreement hath the temple of God, that temple of God, with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God, as God hath said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people.
Right.
Yeah. Wherefore come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord.
Amen.
And listen to this. And touch not the unclean thing.
Right. Amen. Bless
We've been talking about leprosy. Leprosy is as unclean as it gets.
Yeah.
Amen. When people saw leprosy in those days, they ran as far as they could from it. But yet today, amen, people see sin and they love to broadcast it. They love to tell the world about it.
Yeah.
They love to legalize it. They love to make TV shows about it.
Yeah.
We as Christians should be running as far as we can from it. Amen.
That's right. Amen.
Sin is still sin. Amen. I don't care if it's on ABC or NBC or any other public network. Sin is still sin, amen.
That's right.
God is not pleased with it.
That's right.
Whether you're Christian or whether you're not, sin is still sin.
That's right.
God is not pleased with it. He is not pleased with an unclean vessel.
That's
amen.
Right.
I do my best, amen, to try my best to stay right with God. And there's even things in the preacher's life, amen, that God puts attention on.
Yeah.
And says there's some things you need to make right with the Lord. Amen.
That's right. Amen.
And I'm glad He loves us because He chastises us.
Yeah. That's right.
If He didn't give me a whipping every now and then, I'd be worried.
Right. That's right. Amen.
Because I wouldn't be a son. I would be illegitimate. Amen.
Bless some more.
Touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you.
Mm-hmm.
And will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty.
Amen.
Isaiah, I believe it is 59, says the Lord's ear is not shortened that it cannot hear.
Right. That's right.
The arm is not shortened that it cannot save.
That's right. Amen.
Amen. But what does he say? But your iniquities have separated you from me, that I will not hear your prayer.
Right. Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. If we want revival this week, we got to clean house.
That's right. Amen.
Amen. I'm not talking about the church house. I'm sure that's been cleaned already, no doubt. Hey, even the water pump's messed up, though. You know that?
Amen.
And there's still some things that's got to be worked on in the house. Amen.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
But we got to make a spiritual inventory.
Yeah.
Paul
yeah.
said, let every one of you examine yourselves whether you be in the faith.
That's right. Amen.
Now, there's some scripture that I didn't read earlier on, and this is basically one of the most exciting things I got out of this whole scripture. I stopped in Leviticus chapter 14, verse 48. We see that the priest, amen, he had cleansed, the house was pronounced clean. Let me read 48 and then I'll continue. And the priest shall come in and look upon it. And behold, the plague had not spread in the house after the house was plastered. And the priest shall pronounce the house clean because the plague is healed. There's a price to pay, though. Sin has a price to pay every single time.
Yeah, amen.
And Jesus, the ultimate sacrifice, paid that price on Calvary.
That's right. Amen.
2,000 plus years ago.
Right.
Brother talked about earlier that Jesus is coming soon. We don't know the hour. We don't know the day. I've even heard lately some speculation on when that is. I'm looking towards the heaven, amen. I'm looking towards the eastern sky. I'm looking towards every day, it seems like. I go see the pretty clouds whenever there's a certain pattern of the clouds or there's a little bit of glory of the sun coming down from a hole in the sky. I wonder, could today be the day?
That's right.
The Bible says He's going to come after those that are watching for His appearing, amen.
That's
how about
right.
you, but I'm watching every single day.
Amen. Yeah. Amen.
It could come any day.
That's right, brother. Amen.
Let's read on down. Verse 49, He shall take to cleanse the house, two birds, and cedar wood, and scarlet, and hyssop. And he shall kill one of the birds with an earth, in an earthen vessel over running water. He shall take the cedar wood, and the hyssop, and the scarlet, and the living bird, and dip them in the blood of the slain bird, and in the running water, and sprinkle the house seven times. And he shall cleanse the house with blood of the bird, and with the running water, and with the living bird, and with the cedar wood, and with the hyssop, and with the scarlet. If they'd have left any one of those out, it wouldn't have worked.
Bless the Lord.
This is why this is important. We'll get to that in just a second. But he shall let go the living bird out of the city into the open fields and make an atonement for the house, and it shall be clean. The house shall be clean after all this. He begins to list. This is the law of the manner, the plague of leprosy and the skull and the leprosy of a garment, the leprosy of a house, for a rising and for a scab and for a bright spot. This is the law for all of those instances of leprosy. Why? To teach when it is unclean.
Mm-hmm.
And when it is clean. This is the law of leprosy. Amen. You can still see today when things are clean and unclean.
Mm-hmm.
If you're born again, the Bible says a spirit bears witness one with another that you are the children of God.
Yeah.
Amen. I can still understand, amen, that there's things that God has put in place, amen, that is out there in the world today that is unclean. Amen.
Right, that's right.
Yeah.
Why did He put these laws in effect? So that we can know the difference, amen, between clean and unclean. But I want you to notice every one of those ingredients. The cedar wood, the hyssop, the scarlet, the living bird, the blood of the dead bird, the running water. All of those elements. You know, when you read the Bible, in the Old Testament, everything points to Christ.
Yeah, amen.
Everything points to some aspect of Christ. Or some aspect of something that's in heaven that is a shadow of. Like the tabernacle was a type of the real tabernacle in heaven, the temple of God. The running water. Amen. I think of the Spirit of God when He talked about rivers of water running forth from your belly. Amen. But begin to think about when he was talking to the woman at the well about the living water that she would be able to partake of and thirst never again. I believe that was a sign and a symbol of that. But I want to take you so many thousand years after this to the crucifixion. Amen. Because that's where everything points to.
Bless the Lord.
You see, he was commanded to take two birds. He had to kill one in a vessel over running water, and that bird's blood will be used to cleanse the house, mixed with water. Because as the water was running, it was pouring into the vessel. And the bird, amen, that was dead, I'm assuming, it doesn't say what they did with the bird, but I'm assuming they cast it aside. I'm not sure. But amen, I believe that's a type of Christ. Amen. Christ came in an earthen vessel.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. He was wrapped in flesh, came to this earth. Amen. And he was crucified on an old rugged cross, piece of wood.
Yeah.
I believe it to be a type of cedar wood. I can't prove that. But just by this, I believe it's a type of cedar wood he was crucified on. There's the wood. Amen. He had a scarlet purple robe on him when he was crucified, right before they sent him out.
Bless the Lord.
Scarlet. Amen. When he said, "I thirst," they gave him on a pole, a sponge, a piece of hyssop, amen, that was mingled with gall. Amen.
Yeah.
There's the hyssop.
Bless the Lord.
Why did Christ come to die? Why did he have to die in such a brutal manner? Because that's what was required to cleanse the house.
That's right.
That's what was established. So,
amen. Thank you, Lord.
Ago, amen. When God pronounced different things unclean, when God pronounced leprosy, and when God began to tell people how, amen, to overcome the leprosy and how to be cleaned, amen, it all pointed to Christ.
Right. Amen.
Amen.
Thank
the
you, Lord.
The priest could pronounce it clean, but it was not cleansed until the blood was shed. Amen.
Amen.
And
thank
when
you,
he
Lord.
Died, the Bible said, amen, the blood came forth from him, and the soldier pierced his side. Amen. And when he pierced his side, it came forth blood, then water.
Yeah. That's right.
The blood, there's the running water. Amen. Christ came into the world to save sinners.
Right. That's right.
Paul said, "Of whom I am chief."
Amen.
Amen. I'm glad that when God wrote it down, he knew exactly what needed to be done.
Amen.
Amen. Some 2,000 years ago,
right.
On an old rugged cross,
amen.
God knew exactly what it would take.
Yeah.
Amen. To cleanse man of his sin.
Yeah.
Amen. That had brought it the entire world since the days of Adam. Amen. You think about it, our souls on the inside. Amen. As soon as Adam had took of that piece of fruit, and Eve had took of that piece of fruit, our souls on the inside look just like a leper does on the outside.
Well, that's right. Amen. Yeah.
And if you're here tonight and you're not born again, you haven't had the blood applied, you haven't had the sacrifice of Christ applied to your heart, your life, amen, you look just like that on the inside.
Yeah. Amen.
Do you think God would want to be able to be in fellowship with that?
No.
Right. He wants to cleanse you from that.
Amen.
Amen. In the New Testament, you see, yes, they were pronounced unclean, but I'm glad in the New Testament, Christ came, amen, to save sinners. And those that were lepers, amen, he was freely going about healing them.
Amen.
He wasn't afraid of the plague.
That's right.
Right.
He said it wasn't what was outside of the man that made a man unclean.
Right,
it was
right.
What was on the inside. Why?
Amen.
Because Christ came to save the inward man.
Right,
the outer
right,
man
right.
Will perish someday.
That's right.
The inward man is what matters, because when this outward man perishes, there is an eternity waiting for that soul.
That's right.
And if that soul looks leprous on the inside, if he allows it into heaven, amen, the whole heaven will not be heaven anymore, because it will be contaminated.
Amen.
Amen. It has to be outside the gate.
Yeah.
It has to be cast away.
That's right.
Amen. And if you're in that state tonight, amen, and your soul is leprous, when you stand before God, amen, he'll set apart.
Amen.
For I never knew you.
Yeah.
That's right.
Amen.
Why? Because, amen,
amen.
You're unclean. Amen.
That's right.
Amen, brother.
If you're unclean, I invite you to come tonight.
Preach a little bit.
While the Spirit is moving, let's get a song. Amen. Everybody stand.
Praise
I'm going to ask Brother Caleb to come to the altar. Amen. And stand if you got a need.
Amen.
Amen. I ask you, I beg, will you please? to come to mind. Don't wait any longer.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Praise the Lord tonight. I don't think, amen, the best Bible scholar in the world could have made it any plainer than what God has tonight.
Amen.
When you come tonight, amen, you can, thank God you can call Jesus.
Yeah.
Anytime.
Amen.
You don't have to wait until they start singing.
Yeah.
You can come right now. Amen.
That's right. Amen.
If I knew my soul looked like that on the inside,
that's right.
Boys, I'd be running to that altar.
Amen. 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 That's right.
As they say.
Amen. Bless the Lord.
Someday your last goodbye.
One day.
Right.
You'll be saying your last goodbye to the Lord.
That's right.
And you'll be saying hello to a maker in heaven that is so hard that he has to abide by what he's written in his word.
Yeah.
Amen. And if he did for somebody else, he has to do it for the rest of the world. Amen. If he pronounces it unclean, it is unclean.
Yeah.
No doubt he's tried to clean the house out. Amen. But when that thing happens, after he's done plastering, after he's done scraping the house,
bless
after
the Lord.
He's done trying to remake the soul, and nothing else is going to be done, it has to be destroyed. Amen.
That's right. Amen.
Don't leave here tonight with your soul in this situation.
That's right.
Bless the Lord.
Appreciate them songs.
Amen.
One more verse and we'll bring it to you. And I'm going to close. The Bible talks to a certain rich man who was clothed in purple and fine linen.
Mm-hmm.
He fared sumptuously every day.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a certain beggar named Lazarus, which was laid at this rich man's gate.
Yeah.
He was full of sores.
Yeah.
That right there could mean leprosy as well. Lazarus most likely had leprosy. And later on it tells of this story, amen, about the rich man. He had all the fine things, and the beggar had nothing. But when both of them died, the Lazarus, the beggar, the leper, was put in Abraham's bosom.
Right.
Amen.
The rich man opened his eyes in hell being in torment.
That's right. Right.
The difference between the two is that Lazarus was a leper on the outside. The rich man was a leper on the inside.
Amen. Amen.
His heart, his whole soul was corrupted by sin and the things that the world had done to him. And when he got to hell, when he got there, there was no hope. The cleansing was offered.
Yeah.
And once the death happened, there's nothing else you can do.
That's right.
I would take the other option if I were you tonight.
Amen.
I would choose life. It's been said tonight.
Yeah.
Choose life.
Yeah.
I sit before you.
Right.
Death and life.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Choose life.
Yeah. Amen.
That's my hope and prayer for you tonight.
Yeah.
I thank you for your teaching. Thank you for the invitation. I've enjoyed myself tonight. I've enjoyed the Lord showing up. And I hope
praise
you go home tonight with a new vigor to want to learn more about His Word.
Because
when I read that, when that come to just lock pieces together like a puzzle, man, I tell you, 2 hours went by and I didn't even know it. It makes a difference.
That's right. Amen.
Praise God. I'm going to turn it back over. Praise God.